This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Hopefully you're getting it wherever you are listening here from DFW Sports Station on the road with the entire squad back together again. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt back from San Antonio vacation. We got Kevin Walker and Aiden back in the studio. Thanks to Kevin Hagelin from the KNC Masterpiece for joining us out here in Richardson Firehouse, number 1300 North Greenville Ave, brought to you by Fraser Roofs and Gutters, Whataburger, and Firehouse Movers. John Heyman tweeting that the Texas Rangers are making a move. Rowdy Tellez is coming up to join them.
The Girthquake.
Is that his nickname?
It is now.
It fit.
The Girthquake.
You didn't steal that?
No.
That's a phenomenal nickname.
The Girthquake, baby. So I was like, all right, what did Rowdy do?
He's listed at 6'4", 270.
Yeah, he's like Beef. Nick Tarnaski. He's like he's like the guy that threw the dude in the pond.
Bang! Bang!
Bang! Bang! So I was like, Rowdy was in the news last year.
This guy looks like Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, he does. What did he do? This is the guy who was four at-bats shy of a $250,000 bonus in the Pirates. Cut him.
Oh.
Just at bats?
At bats. He was four at bats shy. One game of a $250,000 bonus, and the Pirates cut him. So
opposite of the Rangers, giving Evaldi 100K.
The opposite of the Rangers. So he is a he was one of the Mariners' offseason moves this year. You know, they wound up moving away from him. But here he is.
When they said calling up, I thought this was a prospect.
No, yeah, Rangers signed into a minor league deal, and then they, like, you know, Berger on the injured list, I guess, so they're going to call him up.
He hit 35 home runs in 2022.
Yeah.
He hit 21 in his second year in the league. He's been in the league since 2018. He hit 21 home runs. He hit 35 home runs in 22. And then the last 3 years, 13, 13, and 11.
Is this now the heaviest roster in Major League Baseball? Jake Berger is like 240, Rocker's 245, Corbin's like 230, and Tellez is 270. This has got to be like the pudgiest team in baseball.
Yeah, Rocker's not pudgy.
No,
Rocker's
he's not.
Just
but Rocker's
absolute
just, right.
Loop.
Yeah,
unit.
That's why I said heaviest at first. But yeah, Berger, Tellez,
A
little bit of Corbin. Like that's a little pudgy.
Tellez is like. Kind of like the lighter Daniel Vogelbach.
Sure.
Who was a he played for the Brewers. He played for, I think, Seattle. He was a mammoth human being. And Rowdy is kind of in that same vein. You know, you can't really tell the difference in the two.
All right, so there's a Ranger move that took place. Let's shout out some Tolos that have dropped in with the crazy turnout this morning in Richardson. Lance in Richardson, Justin in Irving, diehard Ranger fan, and Chase in Richardson as well.
Yeah, we also got Jessica and Alex in Richardson. Jessica, it's actually her birthday today.
Happy
birthday to Jessica. And then Tolo, Steve, and Alan also just dropped by. So it's been a good turnout. And, yeah, we crushed G-Bag once again every single time with the merch. That's what
we
do.
We move merch.
Phil Mickelson with his best open start since 2016. As RJ, we're leaving the garage, he goes, of course, one of the 4 days a year. We're doing a show outside the studio. There's live sports going on.
Yeah, and it's outside the studio, right? So Phil is one under par. He finished with the opening round 70. He is tied for 10th. How about the guys tied for 10th? Holy cow. Phil, Rahm, Scheffler, J.J. Spahn, Justin Leonard, remember him? Brian Harman, who won the British 2 years ago. Those are all tied at one under. You had a good group at even par. Shane Lowry and Xander, Lee Westwood, Sergio, Ricky Fowler, all two under par. So it's a decent leaderboard at the top of the Open Championship.
Well, speaking of golf, I want to get mature here for a second.
No, I hate that.
I want to get philosophical and play the Scottie Scheffler audio that has gone viral. Scottie Scheffler, DFW's very own, best golfer in the game right now, was at the podium, and he was just asked or trying himself to put things in perspective of winning versus life, and this went viral.
You know, I think it's kind of funny. I think, you know, I think I said something after the Byron this year about, like, it feels like you work your whole life to celebrate winning a tournament for like a few minutes. It only lasts a few minutes, that kind of euphoric feeling. And I, like, to win the Byron Nelson Championship at home, I literally worked my entire life to become good at golf, to have an opportunity to win that tournament. And you win it, you celebrate, get to hug my family, my sister's there. It's such an amazing moment. And then it's like, okay, now what are we going to eat for dinner? You know, life goes on. Is it great to be able to win tournaments and to accomplish the things I have in the game of golf? Yeah. I mean, it brings tears to my eyes just to think about, because it's literally worked my entire life to become good at this sport, and to have that kind of sense of accomplishment, I think, is a pretty cool feeling. You know, to get to live out your dreams is very special. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not out here to inspire the next generation of golfers. I'm not here to inspire somebody else to be the best player in the world, because what's the point? You know, this is not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from a sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of, like, the deepest, you know, places of your heart. You know, there's a lot of people that make it to what they thought was going to fulfill them in life, and then you get there and all of a sudden you get to number one in the world, and then they're like, what's the point? And, you know, I really do believe that, because, you know, what is the point? You're like, why do I want to win this tournament so bad? That's something that I wrestle with on a daily basis. It's like showing up at the Masters every year. It's like, why do I want to win this golf tournament so badly? Why do I want to win the Open Championship so badly? I don't know. Because if I win, it's going to be awesome for about 2 minutes. And then we're going to get to the next week, and it's going to be like, hey, you won two majors this year. How important is it for you to win the FedEx Cup playoffs? And it's just like, we're back here again, you know? So we really do. We work so hard for such little moments. And, you know, I'm kind of a sicko. I love putting in the work. I love being able to practice. I love getting out to live out my dreams. But at the end of the day, sometimes I just don't understand the point.
There's so much there. First, I didn't realize. I mean, I knew he was young. I didn't realize this. This is some perspective.
Rietma came in a commercial break yesterday, and he's just like, he looked like his world had been flipped upside down. He said, I don't know the meaning of life. I don't. Scottie Scheffler, he has me rethinking everything. You got to go. I'm gonna tweet out Rietma's hockey photos yesterday. He sent
oh
me
my god!
As well, they're amazing. Oh, he went and played a rec hockey league.
First off, it's hilarious to hear Scottie Scheffler talk like that, and then realize he is 3 months older than Peyton Russell. Just for some context, if you had an idea of like where those two are at in life, 3 months, June of 1996, Peyton was September of 96.
Wow.
But okay, so the first thing that stands out to me is this is that era of athlete. Like we've talked about, like the days of Kobe and Jordan, and that, like, I want to win at all costs. I will step all over everybody. Like, that's not this newer generation. A lot of times it's been the European basketball players that have come over here.
That they've been like that, yeah.
Like Jokic, Wemby, Giannis, they all have gone viral at different points for saying things like, look, this isn't the thing that matters most, right? Like, life is what matters most. And being completely serious about it, not just any sort of like platitude or whatever. So that makes sense.
But Tiger and Kobe and Jordan, that's why we've lapped all these other countries.
Look, I mean, like,
leaving them in the dust.
That's honestly, to me,
that's
the
why we're tariffing them, not the other way around.
That's the most. That is the most exciting
such a
thing,
jackass.
No, he's not. He's an elephant. That's the most exciting thing. That is the most exciting thing about Cooper Flagg, to be honest, is all these stories about him being competitive.
Yeah,
like all world competitive.
Well, I don't think this.
I like
this. Doesn't mean to me Scotty's not competitive. You know, it's easy to say a lot of this stuff after you've won an S ton.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so after you won, hang on, I'm checking my notes. $104 million in 2024.
It reminded me. What it reminded me of was last year before the start of the season. It reminded me of the Chiefs. Where you remember when we read that story where it's like, what are you guys aiming for this year? And, like, their answer was like, we just want to have more fun.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, like, yeah, you guys have won so much. Like, now what are your goals? Right. To win more fun?
You know what Scotty Scheffler needs to do? He needs a new schedule maker. He needs to distance out his tournaments. So that way, after he plays the Masters, he doesn't step foot on a golf course. I don't know. Is the next major 2 weeks after that, unfortunately? Is there three?
Well,
stop playing the little mini tournaments. No offense to the Byron-esque tournaments in other states because he's a Texas guy. Take off 3 weeks to enjoy it and sit back if you're having such a hard time with it. We all go through this. When we get a good ratings book on a Monday, it'll last us probably for the rest of the day if it's good. If it's bad, it'll linger longer. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's on to the next show. You got to prepare for the next show. Like, we all, I'm guilty of this. You don't smell any roses, I tell myself, until really, like, I'm on vacation for a week or I'm retired.
Yeah.
You're caught up in the moment. So, take off some more time if you're having a hard time enjoying it. And I'm not criticizing Scheffler. A lot of people are praising him for a phenomenal, great, fantastic life perspective. But I was surprised to hear that he actually still loves the prep when he's like, why am I doing this? Why am I trying to win? He still loves the grind.
Well, you have to. You have to love the grind to be able to get to even get to the PGA Tour. Bassick's dad is Lucas' pitching coach.
Well,
he told him something the other day. He was like, Billy Martin, who was his manager with the Rangers, said, bore yourself to the major leagues.
It's a good line.
What does that mean?
You mean you bore yourself
details,
with the details and the practice and the boring stuff. And then you wake up one day and you're in the big leagues and you just bored yourself to the major leagues.
Francisco Lindor gave a quote at the All-Star break that also had people deep in their feels. He said, I'm not motivated, I'm disciplined.
Tyson line too.
And some people are like, oh my God, what a phenomenal philosophy. Discipline's more important than motivation. Other people are like, what? You're a multi-million dollar on the New York Mets. You're not motivated. Screw you. That's why the Mets started struggling. So two philosophical quotes in this segment.
Yeah, and Scotty also, when you think about it, he kind of just restated in a different way the line, the journey is the reward. He was talking about, like, you build up for all this, and then once you get it, it's a little like, oh, but it's done.
Yeah.
Like the reward was all that work to that moment that was the crescendo. Yeah. And then it's over. And then you go to the next thing.
Yep. 877-881-1053. So DFW's very own Scotty Scheffler being very, very reflective as the British Open round one is taking place. Crosstalk with KNC at 940. But Bobby said this was the thing he missed the most while he was out. The final top 10 list of today's NFL players. Did any Cowboys come close to cracking the cornerback
Andrew Booth
list? And we'll have our final music concert ticket giveaway of the day next on Sean and
Arnie. Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
RJ.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
This is the Red Zone, your football fix every day at 9:20, except when the great Brett Boone joins us. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboy Insider back from vacation, Bobby Belt, on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. We got more Tolos coming out. Anitra in Dallas. We had John in Plano, and then one of our top Tolos ever. Oh, and Jake Rima showed up after
Dallas.
Hearing us talk about his hockey night in the Metroplex, not Hockey Night in America. So Ritma showing up, talking to Ruben, who's running the show out here. And then Tolo Trey is one of the top seeds, always sending stories, hilarious comments. He had a suggestion for Julian, RJ's son, who ran up $500 to $600 in video game charges without Choppy knowing.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go back old school.
Yeah, you know, we had just talked about Mike Tyson in the last break with the discipline. He wanted to go back to Mac from Tyson's Punch-Out with him, me riding the bike behind him running down the street.
He said, make him do wall sits.
Make him do wall sits, a dollar for every minute. That's going to be 500 minutes. I mean, how many hours is that, Bobby? 500 minutes?
It's a lot.
It's like
a
30
lot of
hours.
And hours.
30, it's not 30 hours, but maybe it is. I don't know. But it's a lot of time. And, you know, I don't know what we're going to do. Because here's the thing. If I make him do chores, I just have to follow him around and fix what he didn't do.
Right.
So if I make him mow the lawn, that means that I have to go re-mow what he just mowed.
Janice said you can't take away his phone.
No, she's fine with the phone.
Oh, phone. Okay, last
week of
summer vacation.
She doesn't want to take away the last week of summer vacation. And I had a reminder of the date. I was like, he doesn't go back for a month.
Yeah.
School. Like, we got plenty of time.
We got plenty of time. All right, before we get to the final top 10 list of the NFL offseason from Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, coaches, scouts, executives. Let's hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on.
All right, Tolos, that's right. 877-881-1053. We're going to do it again. Caller 10 wins two tickets to the Thuggish Ruggish Mafia Tour courtesy of Live Nation at Dos Equis Pavilion on Thursday, September 25th. Again, that's caller number 10, 877-881-1053.
The corner back list is out. I'm turning my computer on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube so the guys cannot cheat.
Right.
By the way, the most stunning thing for the Cowboys on these lists, did you hear us talk about Overshown?
Mm-mm.
Overshown came in at 7 or 8 on the, I think it was outside, off the ball linebacker list.
Well, I would have
7 or 8, Bobby.
I wouldn't have even expected him to be an honorable mention. I mean, he's good.
Yeah.
I like it, but I did not expect him to be up there that high.
Best corner in the league is who?
Surtain.
I would say Surtain.
It is. You are correct. Highest ranking, obviously 1. Lowest ranking was 4. And last year, he was also number 1. Wow. Back-to-back years at 1. He got 90% of the first-place votes.
Would have been a Cowboy if he was there.
Would have been a Cowboy.
He would have been, Toby.
A complete package. Quote from an AFC exec. Size, speed, good tackler, good ball skills, smart and instinctive. Frequently shadowed the opposing number 1. But showed no drop-off in his play as a result. Number 2.
Are they going to go with Sauce?
No.
Stingley.
It is. Derek Stingley from the armpit. Highest ranking. By the way, the lowest ranking someone gave Surtain was 4. Lowest ranking someone gave Stingley was 4.
Surprised anybody would even give him 4, to be honest. Like anybody around. He's one of those guys that I would just figure would be 1 or 2 for everybody.
Which one?
Surtain.
Yeah. Stingley got a first-place vote. And now he's one of the highest paid corners at $30 million a year. Best ball skills in the league, in my opinion, said an NFC personnel evaluator. Some of the interceptions and tracking the ball in the air, it's rare. And a final NFC assistant coach said he's physical, a lot thicker than he looks. Don't clip that. Movement skills, explosive. He has always had this in his game. Just had a slow start to his career due to injury. Number three.
Well, if they gave Tyreek number three, they might probably gave Ramsey number three here.
No.
It's not Sauce?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Denzel Ward.
It is Denzel Ward. Did you cheat and look at this list?
No.
Denzel Ward is 10th on PFF.
Denzel Ward's highest ranking was 2. Lowest ranking, unranked. And last year, he was at number 2.
He had 17 forced incompletions last year. That's actually pretty good.
He's not for everybody. He's a little guy. So a lot of people who are worried about size think he gets picked on.
You guys have not named number 4 yet.
Trent McDuffie.
Good job. Bobby Belt's on fire. Highest ranking was 3.
Don't look at my list, cheater.
Lowest ranking was 10. Sauce is 5. He just got paid, just like Garrett Wilson. Highest ranking, 3 for Sauce. Lowest ranking, unranked. Last year, he was 3. Number 6.
You go, Chop.
Jalen?
No.
No, Jalen Johnson.
Oh, no.
Marlon Humphrey?
No.
Christian Benford?
Kind of close.
Christian Gonzalez.
There you go. Christian Gonzalez. Highest ranking, someone put him 1.
That was the player I was most in love with a couple years ago when he was coming out. He is such a freak.
Lowest ranking, unranked. A veteran NFL assistant said, I think Gonzo is the next great one. Skills, patience, length. Closest thing to Sertan. Smooth, big athlete, travels a lot. Can match up against the best guy.
If you're talking tools, like grown in a lab type of football play, he as a cornerback is like everything you want.
This is Jeremy Fowler, the cornerback list top 10 in today's NFL according to the scouts, the players, and the executives. Number 7.
Nobody we've named?
Nope.
Wow.
JC Horn.
Bam!
Boom!
Highest ranking 3rd, lowest ranking unranked. We had some Cowboy talks about him in the past. NFC evaluator, his only thing is his health. Can play inside and out, urgent and physical in the run game.
Wow, so, he was 25th in PFF.
RJ's guy, Jalen Johnson, number 8 from the Chicago Bears. Number 9.
Number 9.
Number 9.
What is that from, by the way?
Beatles song.
Okay.
Byron Murphy.
No.
Travarius Ward.
No.
Deron Bland.
Nope.
Damn.
Jair Alexander.
Nope. NFC East.
NFC East.
Slay?
Nope.
Cooper DeJean.
Is Slay still in the East?
No. I think he left, did he not? Yeah. Is it Cooper?
No.
Quinyon Mitchell.
Yep. Quinyon Mitchell. Highest Overrated. Ranking was 5, and someone had him unranked. Youngest player on this list turns 24 tomorrow.
Oh, God.
A young fella. That's always nice to hear that the NFC says young, super highly regarded players in it, and they're not on the Cowboys.
Darius Slay is on the Steelers, so right state, Bobby. And then we have number 10 coming in. Have not named him NFC.
DJ Reed?
No.
Brian Branch?
No. NFC West.
Witherspoon.
There you go. Devon Witherspoon, highest ranking 5, lowest ranking unranked. Honorable mentions. Jalen Ramsey. Marlon Humphrey.
That's disrespectful to Marlon Humphrey.
Yeah.
Someone said he's the best. He's best in the slot at this age, but he's such a natural in there, very disruptive, and can get the ball and physical.
He reminds me of Darren Woodson.
Woo!
It's so good. I think
so Marlon he's not going to make the Hall of Fame either?
Probably not. He didn't even make the top 10. So
Byron Murphy. Honorable mention, A.J. Terrell, Lejarius Sneed, and Trayvon Diggs.
Well,
how about that?
How do you do?
From an NFL coordinator, I think he's made improvements as a corner. He's always had the ball skills. Discipline is a little bit better. The injuries are now the primary concern.
Wrong corner. Wrong Cowboys corner.
You thought that Deron was going to be on here? He did get a vote. He got a pass honorable mention. Vote.
He's better than Diggs. Like to me, Bland is Bland was hurt last year, so I think a lot of people have – he's kind of slipped the mind. But those first 2 years where he was healthy, he was – the first year he was really good relative to being a rookie. The second year he was – should have been in contention for Defensive Player of the Year.
There's one list we did not get to, breaking news or something or other, the other day, and that's the tight ends. All right? So
those tight ends.
Let's go ahead and name number one. Oh, last list.
George Kittle.
Shut up. You lost that argument years ago.
Is it still stupid Travis Kelce?
No.
Okay.
Brock Bowers?
My boy! That Bobby gave me the tip on after the pool party, sitting upstairs, drunk fantasy football drafting. And I was like, let's go get Bowers. Maybe he said it. I don't remember. I was drunk. Brock Bowers crushed. Number one, lowest ranking 7. Why are you laughing?
Because just out of context, the words you were using in succession were not really good.
Number two,
Kittle.
It is Kittle. You think it should be Kittle too, Choppy? Why'd you guess him?
I have no idea. Highest PFF had number one.
Wow, can we go with it? All right. Highest ranking 1, lowest ranking was 4. Lowest ranking someone gave Bowers was 7.
Ooh.
Number 3, Bobby.
Let's go Travis Kelce.
No.
Trey McBride.
No.
Laporta.
Bobby wrong, RJ right. Highest ranking 2 for Laporta, lowest ranking 8. Last year came in at number 4. Number 4 is Trey McBride, Arizona. Highest ranking 1, lowest ranking 10th. 5 is Kelce. Highest ranking he got on here was 4. Lowest ranking unranked. Last year he was 1. But look, we all saw the fall off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you betting on a bounce back for him?
Not unless he changes his hair.
Has he broken up with Taylor yet?
Yeah, that hair is bad. Number 6.
Someone that has not been named.
Dallas Goedert?
Nope.
Jonnu Smith.
Nope.
Hockenson?
Nope. AFC, wrong type of goat.
Mark Andrews.
Yep. Mark Andrews, highest ranking 3, lowest ranking unranked. He was number 3 on last year's list. 7 is Hockenson. 8 is, I don't think you named him. AFC.
Kincaid?
No.
AFC.
Plays with someone that we just named the team of.
Wow, that's broad.
Likely.
There you go.
Isaiah Likely.
Isaiah Likely, highest ranking 5, lowest ranking unranked. Goddard 9, Njoku at...
Wait, imagine. Lamar's been asking for a wide receiver for decades. They give him 2 top 10 tight ends.
Honorable mentions. Dalton Kincaid, Freiermuth, Hunter Henry, Evan Ingram, Cole Kmet. Jake Ferguson.
Wow.
On the honorable mention, a coordinator said, quote, excellent blocker and receiver, needs to get Dak back in the worst way. Jonnu Smith, honorable mention. And after the honorable mention, oh, the brothers
the
have
Wells
shown up.
Oh,
the Wells
here.
Boys. Dalton Schultz beneath Jake Ferguson on this list.
I know Dalton had a year that was down last year. I will say this.
I'm taking Schultz.
Dalton has had several years that I would take over what Ferguson is right now.
Oh, I agree. Although, when you say it like that, you're making it sound like Ferguson is fading. He's not fading
Ferguson
in terms
of
ability.
Ferguson is a big question to me this upcoming year. But, like, I do think that, like, it's not just like, he was banged up last year. Like, I want to make sure we didn't get fool's gold.
Let's see if Kevin Hagelin has made it back for Crosstalk when we discuss with the KNC Masterpiece final segment from Richardson Firehouse number 1 right after this.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Did Kevin Hageland make it back for Crosstalk in studio after joining us out here, Firehouse number one in Richardson, here with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Shout out to Gabe in North Garland, who just rolled out, said he was listening since the old days, the old format with Jagger.
Long time ago.
The Mafia.
Long time ago.
He was dropping Pugs and Kelly.
Yep.
Rage.
Russ, yep. I mean, all that stuff. Yep. Just, you know. He dropped the new school name on us.
Yeah. Did he say Liz Wilde? Did he drop that on you?
He did not. But when I hear the new school name, I know, man, you've been around for a while.
Yes. Thanks to everyone who rolled out. Incredible turnout. And thanks to Whataburger, Fraser Roofs and Gutters, and Firehouse Movers. The Sean and RJ tumblers are gone.
And this is the most amazing thing I've seen all day,
yep,
which is Cassie coming out here with three very little kids. We got Maya, who's 4 years old. Brooks is almost two. And then there's Josiah that she's carrying with her. He's 2 months. So that's three, four and under.
My wife would look at that in absolute awe.
It's impressive.
And she would never, ever come out in public with all three like that. We wouldn't be able to do it.
And look, they're like completely well behaved. They're just chilling,
yeah,
man.
I know.
We got to find out what the elixir is.
That's probably like what I try to give Ava.
Keep some hot toddy.
That backfired on me. All right, let's crosstalk with the KNC masterpiece. Oh, one of the fan cam names here is Pats Weren't the Best. Is that Kevin?
I'm here, baby.
There he is. Why am I not seeing anyone else?
The camera on my computer, the work computer, doesn't work, but Corey's here too.
All right, I'm not seeing Corey.
Are you here?
Yeah, so you got to click the view up there. Oh, God, you got to change it to gallery.
Oh. Is he wearing
I also have to join meetings. I got to join meeting too.
There he is.
I got to do. So that was probably important too.
You got to join what?
I had to join the videos thing.
What's coming up on the show?
Oh, Sean, it's going to be a day. We have a combo platter, National Lottery Day. We're basically giving the lottery away. Is that what I'm understanding here?
Not necessarily. I was going to say, give us a sports opinion and then what's your favorite game of chance?
Yeah, I heard the other day you're not supposed to play the big lottery anymore because we have a 0.08% chance.
That's right.
Chop, is that what it was?
That's right.
Actually winning in Texas. So I heard that on the Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show. But that's something I do know about Kevin. When we leave to Oxnard on Monday, we will land. He will stop at a gas station or a grocery store and immediately buy 2 or 10 scratch-off tickets. That is Kevin's favorite thing. He loves the scratch-offs.
Isn't that really dumb move?
That seems like the least Kevin Hageland move of all time. Somebody who's not playing the math probabilities and being wasteful with money.
Wait, the math probabilities, though, one out of every 3.7 of those scratch-offs wins.
But think about like the return and what somebody like Hagelin would normally think of a return on that.
Right. Yeah. You're going to at best break even.
Wait, Kevin. So the claiming it doesn't have to take place for what you get, like being in the state to get it.
Yeah. No, you can mail those tickets in, but I usually spend about $20 because I just, I hear what you guys are saying about the odds, and statistically, you're right. I just really like the different games they have. Like
he uses it as entertainment.
Yeah, like in one state, they have the Pac-Man game, and then I really like to play like the various like bingo and crosswords. So even if I lose, I still think it's fun.
Yeah, yeah, it's his
big
in-app
fan
purchases.
Of the bingo ones.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Let's take notes here. I'm going to tell my wife it's not gambling. I'm just, you know, I do. It's like a collectible.
It's like an in-app purchase.
Yeah, look, it's no different than sports cards. I've bought plenty of sports cards over the years where I was like, "Whoa, that was not a good value choice." And I said,
Did you guys watch or hear the clips from Shane Gillis hosting the ESPYs?
Okay.
I've told Kevin this many times. Shane Gillis makes fun of everybody, and I appreciate that. And that's why I was into this. I was like, yes, there he goes again doing his thing. I like it. Because we watch Tires on Netflix.
Sure.
And Netflix,
it's a fun show.
It's a fun show for sure.
What what was y'all's favorite joke, or do you have audio to rattle through them all?
I want to play some audio
and
judge your reactions on the fan cam on the appropriate, inappropriate scale.
Inappropriate scale.
So we'll go ahead and play it, Kevin. This is Shane Gillis last night hosting the ESPYs.
Oh, no.
SGA is here. Give it up for SGA. Hell yeah, bro. And now everybody sitting around him is in foul trouble. Joe Rogan actually wanted me to be here to host this award show so that I could capture Adam Silver because Joe thinks he's an alien. And Donald Trump wanted me to be here to capture Juan Soto for the same reason.
That's a funny joke.
It's an alien joke. What are you boot up there, dude? Shut up. Donald Trump wants to stage a UFC fight on the White House lawn. The last time he staged a fight in D.C., Mike Pence almost died.
Damn.
All right. No, you don't have to do that. Who's fine? I didn't write it. Actually, there was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but as it got deleted. Must have probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually. Let's move on as a country and ignore that. the New York Knicks had a great season. Hell yeah.
This is bad.
Karl Anthony Towns is here. Hey, girl.
That's so good.
George Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career and he almost won the Alamo Bowl. Definitely not nepotism, right? All right. It's a big year for the WNBA. I love Caitlin Clark. Kate, yeah, hell yeah.
This is my favorite one.
So, Caitlin Clark, she and I have a lot in common. We're both whites from the Midwest who have nailed a bunch of threes.
The next one's worse.
There you go. Lighten up a little. This is not serious. We'll see about this one. When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most, fist fighting black women. There's one thing I want to say before I get out of here. This is a dumb joke. You guys aren't going to like it, but it was it's just a Norm Macdonald joke that I loved when he hosted the ESPYs, and I'm going to do it now. Travis Hunter won the Heisman Trophy this year. He's the first defensive player since Charles Woodson to win the Heisman. Congratulations, Travis Hunter. Winning the Heisman, that's something they can never take away from you unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case they can take that away from you. Well... See, a lot of you don't like me, and that's okay.
So there it is.
It's strong.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah,
I
loved it. The joke about what him and Caitlin Clark have in common.
Yeah,
I thought was amazing. But then I went out of my way to listen to the reaction about the Caitlin Clark Waffle House one because USA Today, which they've definitely picked a side. They said that joke hit with a thud, and when you listen to the reaction, it doesn't sound like it hit with a thud. It sounds like lots of people enjoyed that joke.
It's a solid. If you can't appreciate the humor, and this is why, you know, this is why comedy isn't for everybody. Some people can't appreciate dark humor. Some can. I thought the best joke, we didn't even play it, was the one where he's talking about his best friend's wife.
I didn't hear it.
Kev, it's cut 22. Cut 23. This is his best joke about his best friend.
Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players.
That's the best one. That's so good.
You're right.
Holy crap. I looked at Corey and I go, I don't know who that is. Holy crap.
Only Reggie didn't find that funny.
Yeah, right.
Because Reggie
that was the best. Yeah, yeah. So they flash to this woman and everyone, you know, applauding. Yes, that's not a player.
That's not a player. I'm just messing with you.
That's really strong. I will say I did not like the first Caitlin Clark joke because it's just not accurate because she hasn't been making any threes at all this year.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh,
that 27% shooting percentage is sweet.
Hey, before she had the hammy or groin, she was 40%.
Hey,
she went 1 for 23.
Kevin, let's
on her way out.
Kevin, let's play 27 as he was. Did you guys hear the? I didn't know if this was real. I saw enough to where I guess I came around to retweeting it, and it wasn't that big of a deal. Did y'all hear the clip of Belichick on the beach? Apparently, I think Jordan Hudson. Play that one first, Kev. This is Jordan Hudson, I think, off her Instagram account. This was like Belichick trying to play around with her on the beach.
Punch buggy, no punch back.
What? Oh.
There's a video. Belichick's hand is like tapping your leg, and he's going, no punch buggy.
Blue punch buggy, no punch back.
It sounded like AI Belichick. I think it's real. Play it again, Kevin. I think it's real.
Punch buggy, no punch back.
Oh,
the hell does that even mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Is that a thing?
It's like
wait,
slug.
Do you guys know? Does everyone know this?
It's like slug bug.
Yeah,
no, I know that, but like, why does she react like that?
Choppy, you don't know punch bug, no punch back?
I know the one where you see a Volkswagen bug.
Yeah, it's called slug bug.
Slug bug.
Okay.
I know that one.
And then Shane Gillis had to have a little Belichick fun.
A bookie is what Bill Belichick reads to his girlfriend before bedtime. They do. They read The Very Horny Caterpillar.
Oh, my God.
The Little Engine That Could But Needed a Pill First. And, of course, the classic Goodnight Boobs. That's my favorite one. I'm not trashing Bill Belichick. First off, he's 73 years old and he's dating a hot 24-year-old and people are criticizing him. What happened to this country? It used to be a great country. He won 6 Super Bowls. Yeah. He's dating a hot 24-year-old. Maybe if you guys won 6 Super Bowls, you wouldn't be sitting next to a fat, ugly dog wife.
Jeez.
They let me do it. I don't Disney, they allowed that.
The other thing, too, Bobby, we agree. Like, most of Shane Gillis's humor is in his face. When he does
I love what he does like throughout that thing where he's like, they wrote it. Like, yeah. I can tell y'all don't like me. Like those little ad libs throughout it are always so funny.
That's good.
All right, let's turn it over to the fellas. Hagelin, thanks for coming on out.
Yeah.
Thanks to all the amazing Tolos, Whataburger, Firehouse Movers, Fraser Roofs, and Gutters. We're back tomorrow morning. The KNC Masterpiece is next on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.